Hey, hey, now welcome. You are listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station, and we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you. It is a new season. It is a new opportunity. It is a new day. There is a new way for you to achieve everything that you want to achieve. The time is now to leave the past behind, to stand strong in the present, and keep marching forward towards your future. I am so excited about everything that we are doing. I'm excited about what's coming. I'm excited about the lessons that I've learned. I'm excited about the lessons that we all have learned. And what I'm saying right now is it is time for you to put your financial empire to get it in order. I have been saying, you know what? You have to spend less money, you have to get more money, and you have to get your money back. And I am so committed right now in this season to making sure everybody knows how to make their money grow. Let me repeat. I am committed to making sure each and every one of you understands how to make your money grow. I have often said money will work harder for you than you can ever work for it. Let me repeat, money will work harder for you than you can ever work for it. Think about how hard you are working for your money. Think about how hard you had to work, or think about the work that you wish you could do to get the money that you need to live the life that you see for yourself, that you see for your children, your community, to be able to leave an inheritance to your children's children, to build, to grow, and to expand. Think about the work that it takes. Well, I'm telling you that money will work harder than that because of this thing called compound interest. So I want us to get our pen and paper. I want you to listen closely. I want you to tell everybody right now, go get them, go get your friends, go get your family members. Cause let me tell you something. I know they're begging for money. People are begging for money. People need stuff. They're trying to borrow it. They say they're going to pay it back. They never pay it back, and so on and so forth. And you might be that person. So we want to make sure that you are in the position of power. You see, Ephesians 3:20 says, God will bless you exceedingly and abundantly, more than you can ever ask or imagine, according to his power at work in you. See, it's the according to part. It's according to the power. That means you must put the power to work. So I don't care if all you have is $1. I'm going to teach you how to make it grow. If you have $10, I'm going to teach you how to make it grow. If you have $100,000, whatever it is, we want to make sure we can get our money to grow. Because remember this, more money doesn't solve a money problem. One of the reasons why millionaires go bankrupt or billionaires go bankrupt is because instead of the money growing, instead of the money expanding, it starts to shrink. Some say money talks, but I say money walks away from you quietly and you don't know where it went. Remember that? Yeah. So anytime someone is in a position to do something different, to change your mindset, but more importantly, to change your actions, then guess what? You are in a position for greatness. You are in a position where you too can achieve your goals. Let me tell you something. Don't you think for one second that the people who you are watching every single day on social media, on TV, you know, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok. I got a whole big TikTok following now, y'all. Okay. I don't know how that happened. 3.6 million views on one of my posts. And all of a sudden I became the TikTok queen. I didn't even want a TikTok. But that's what having a good team is about, because my social media manager, she created a page for me. And then she started putting all the stuff on there, and so on and so forth. But you see all these people, these influencers, you see these actors and actresses and singers and, you know, folks who look like they've made it. And you might think, how did they do it? I wish that was me. I wish I could have the success that other people have. They must have been lucky. And guess what? Some people did walk into wealth, or they walked into opportunity, or they had you know, an opportunity that was laid out for them. You know, I spend time with Jada and Pinkett Smith and Will Smith. And yes, their children had an open door because they were born into a family that had already set a foundation. Well, I'm telling you, there was no open door for me. I'm telling you, there was no foundation for me. I'm telling you that there was no open door. There was no foundation for many, many of the people that I know. God had to open those doors for us, but we had to walk through them. And what I'm telling you is this is an open door for you. A new season, a new reason, a new opportunity for you to get it right this time. Get it right this time. It's okay if you've messed up before. It's okay if you didn't do it right. It's okay. You know, I have been in the situation. Have you ever been in this situation where you ask God to bless you? You ask him, you praying for him to get you out of something. It's tax season. A whole lot of people are waiting on that tax refund. A whole lot of people have probably already filed their taxes, waiting on that money because you're saying, I'm going to get this money. I'm going to do something right with it. And I'm going to make sure I never get in that situation again. Have you ever done that? I know I have. Well, guess what? What happens 3 weeks later, 2 months later, 3 months later, whatever it is, people are in a situation, and tax season is all year long. So it doesn't matter what time of year it is, but it's happening all year long where people are trying to get that tax money to get themselves out of a hole only to fall back in the hole. Well, guess what? That doesn't have to be you. That doesn't have to be your situation. This doesn't have to be your story. This doesn't have to be you. Doesn't have to be you, okay? So every single time I would get some extra money and I'd pray that I would never get back in the situation, I'd fall right back in the situation again, but it would be worse. That's because until you learn the lesson, you cannot get the blessing. Until you learn the lesson, you cannot get the blessing. So we are talking about making your money grow because it will work harder for you than you can ever work for it. And I want to share with you just a few things that you may not be aware of. I want to share with you just a few things that you may not be aware of. One, if you put your money in the bank, it's only going to earn a rate of return, if you are lucky, somewhere around 1, maybe 2%. That's if you're lucky. That's if you're lucky. Okay. If you put the money into a CD, which means you can't spend it for a year or 3 years or 5 years or whatever length of time. The longer the length of the CD, the higher the interest rate, but you still are earning 3 or 4% at best. Okay. During the previous year, my money earned 82%. Yeah, 82%. So guess what? Everybody's not going to earn 82%. And I did not buy when the pandemic first hit. I did not buy stocks and all of that kind of stuff. I was like, I don't know what's going on. So I'm a little more conservative than many people. But I chose the right investments over time and watched my money go from what number way up to another number. Okay. So you can do it as well, but you must get an education. No one can get this education for you. You have to get this education for yourself. You must make the decision that you are going to put just as much work into making your money grow as you put into trying to heal that relationship or holding on to a relationship that no longer even needs to be intact, or working really hard on somebody's job every day or whatever it is. And I'm not saying that you should not work hard on a job. Absolutely. Be excellent. Colossians 3:23 says work is if you're working for the Lord and not for men. I'm not saying that perhaps there is not a miracle waiting on that relationship. But what I'm telling you is energy is like money in the bank. Once you spend it, it's gone. And just as much energy as you put into a job or a relationship, I want you to put that energy into your future. You are listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation. We have the Millionaire Before 30 Club. You can go find out all about it at asklynn.org. Go find out about the Millionaire Before 30 Club. We'll be right back.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Hey, now welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. We are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you. And so, yes, I'm excited. We are in a new season. There is a new reason. There are new opportunities. And guess what? It is not over until you win, as my big brother Les Brown would say. You cannot fail until you quit, as my big brother Russell Simmons would say. And guess what? You have to speak what you seek until you see what you say. And I said that one. Okay, so we are not going to continue to let money be the thing that holds us back. We are not going to continue to let money be the thing that keeps us from living our dreams, that keeps us from achieving our goals, that keeps us depressed, down and out, beat up, and turned all upside down. We are not going to do it, okay? There's always an opportunity for you to put one foot in front of the other and keep moving towards the dream and the vision that you see for yourself. So let me just say this. So I started the Millionaires Before 30 Club to give our young people an opportunity to get it right the first time. If I knew then what I know now, I know I would already be a billionaire. Already know I would be, right? And there's a recent article that came out. During the pandemic, there were 493 new billionaires made. I've been copying this post. I said, coming out of the pandemic, you will either be a billionaire, or a witness. Are you going to watch it, or are you going to participate in becoming it? And a billionaire may seem like it's a far stretched number, but really, it's a numbers game. And there are people who understand how to make numbers work for them. Because once, if you have a penny, you get 100 of them, you have a dollar. You get 100 of those, you have $100. You get 100 of those, you have, see, it just keeps going on and on and on and on. So this is about us giving our young people an opportunity. Now, if you're almost 30 and you want to be a millionaire before 30, join the club anyway, because you can be one before you're 40. If you're over 40 and you want to be one by 50, the whole concept is that you can do it if you focus your mind and your energy and your resources on it. It can be done for you. So I want to just give you a couple of different challenges. We're going to talk about a couple of different challenges. And then I want you to go to asklynn.org. And I want you to tell me which challenge you are planning to do. Okay. I'm going to give you a couple of challenges. And then I'm going to tell you to go to asklynn.org and then tell me which challenge are you going to do. The first challenge is the $1 challenge. It's the $1 challenge. Okay. I want you to write that down. It's the $1 challenge. Now, let me tell you how this challenge works. You put $1 in the bank in week one. You put $2 in the bank in week two. You put $3 in the bank in week three. This is going to be in a savings account on the other side of town with no debit card attached to it. You cannot transfer the money. You'd have to go through some stuff to get to the money. Okay. So I have accounts like that. I have accounts that are not connected to my personal checking account that I'm using every day. I have accounts that are not connected to my business account that I'm using for bills and things. I have accounts that are at a whole different bank that I had to set up separately that have no debit card attached to them. And of course, yes, I could get the money if I needed it in an emergency, but the whole idea is it's not going to be a transfer situation. It's not going to be the overdraft account, okay? It's not going to be the account where you pull the money from and you don't even realize it's gone, okay? So week one, $1. Week two, $2. Week three, $3. Week four, $4. And you just keep going. Okay. So every single week, add $1. Just do that. By week 52, you will have placed in week 52, you're going to put $52 in the bank. At the end of the year, you will have $1,378 saved in the bank. Now, here's the deal. If you put that money and keep it in a regular bank, then you'll be lucky if you earn $10 in interest. All right. So I want to teach you what to then do with that $1,378? Because if somewhere along the way, once you get $300 and you choose the right investments, and then you make that money grow and you keep on adding to it, what's going to start to happen is your money is going to work harder for you than you could ever work for it. Your money will work harder for you than you can ever work for it. So let me tell you what happens to $1,378 if you were to divide that amount by 12 and act as if you were going to put in an equal amount every single month. Okay? Let me tell you what would happen to that money. Now, once again, if you leave the money in the bank for a year, you'll be lucky if you have $10 in interest. You'll be lucky if that's the case, all right? Because I want you to do the math. I'm going to take $1,378, and if I multiply that times 1%, then I just earn $13.78. That's not a lot, right? So we get discouraged, and we don't want to continue, and we don't want to move forward. But what if that money was earning 10%, all right? So now you've got $1,378 and it's earning interest at a rate of 10%. You just now earned $137.80. Okay, not too much, right? That's okay. But what if you chose the right investments and let's say the money was earning 50%, okay? So $1,378 and it was earning 50%. And in just 1 year, now you've earned $689. So you put in $1,378 and you then put that money in the right investments that you choose with a financial advisor. To be clear, I am not a financial advisor. I had all those licenses. I let them go. I am a financial coach. But once you join the Millionaire Before 30 Club and I help you with your mindset and teach you the patterns that you need to teach to become wealthy, then yes, we'll sit you with someone who can help you discover your risk profile. Your risk profile, as well as the investments that match your risk profile. Now, I'm going to give you something. I'm telling you the truth. 2 years ago, I just took $10,000 and I put it in an account. And I said, I'm not even going to worry about it. I chose the right mix of investments. It's got some stocks, some bonds. It's got more stocks than bonds. That $10,000 is now $14,700. Can you imagine? Just putting some money someplace and it grows like that. And that grew just at that pace because I didn't add anything to it. So this is about you getting to the next level. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. We have to take a break. For news, traffic, and weather, go to asklynn.org. Tell me what you're looking for and I'll give you the answers. We'll be right back.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Hey, everybody, we're here on the Millionaires Roundtable. And of course, we are waiting for more in 2024. It may seem like 2024 is a long way off, but it's never too early to get your financial house in order for the year ahead. As we embark on a fresh start in 2024, and we close out the fourth quarter, it's an ideal time right now to commit to financial goals, whether that means paying down debt, whether that means forming good financial habits, or improving your credit. So grab a pen and paper because Laura Lopez, community manager at Chase, is here to answer our budget questions and goals so that she can guide us through the process. Let's get started on your path to financial well-being.
Thank you, Dr. Richardson. It's so good to be back.
Yes, always a pleasure to have you here. So let's jump into it, Laura, because we have goals, right?
We sure do.
Yes, every year we say we're going to do it better, and I always believe that we are. So Laura, what's the best way to kick off a journey towards financial wellness in 2024?
Well, first of all, I love what you said. It's never too early to start planning for 2024. And it's always best to just start with the basics. Think back on this year and identify some financial areas you manage well and those that challenged you. For example, was there a particular expense that really pressured your budget, or has your income changed? Or has inflation impacted your spending? I know on my personal experience, now I tend to pay my credit cards off every end of the month compared to carrying a balance because interest rates are a little high. So it's very important to identify changes so you can make the proper adjustment. Now, if your income or expenses have changed substantially, you may want to consider starting your budget for 2024 fresh. And if you don't really have a budget like some of us, there's a bunch of resources online, Dr. Richardson, that are available for free to get started. And you can also reach out to your personal banker or your financial advisor. After all, they are the experts.
And I love what you're saying, and I kind of want people to not feel so intimidated by this. That's why I love having you on. Grab a pen and paper and just write what you spend. You know what you have to spend on rent. You know what you're going to pay on your light bill, your gas bill. Just go through some of those things right now and just write them down. Thoughts disentangle themselves when they pass through your fingertips, and it gives you power. So don't be afraid of that. Laura, this is really great. One thing we want to avoid in 2024 is stress about managing bills or debt. Do you have some advice for paying off debts while staying motivated and on track with our saving goals?
Yes, you said three things in that great question that really captures my mind. Stress. It's about eliminating that stress and making sure you stay motivated, keeping those goals at top of mind. So to make managing your bills and debts less of a headache, create a plan that works for you, not for your auntie or for your mom, something that's unique to you. Just like you do with your savings. And remember, every little bit you put towards your debt brings you closer to your goal. That goal is very important to keep at top of mind. So start by listing all your debts, and you said it well, Dr. Richardson. Just grab a pencil, a pen, and start creating that inventory of all your debts, all your income, how much you owe, and the interest rates. Then think about what you want to achieve with your debt and your savings, and prioritize to what's most important to you at the moment. And keeping those goals at top of mind, I got to repeat that because it's key to staying motivated. Now, when it comes to paying off debts, there are two popular methods to tackling debt. One's called the avalanche method, which means you tackle the debts with highest interest rates first so that you can save on interest on the long run. And the other method is called the snowball method, where you focus on paying off the smaller debts first. It's like getting those quick wins that keep you going. But before you dive in, just make sure you weigh the pros and cons and choose a method that is gonna work for you.
And again, I'm going to say, right, thoughts disentangle themselves when they pass through your fingertips. So, make little small positive affirmations. I'm debt free. I am winning. I am free. I will conquer this. Write it on anything. You don't have to get really fancy. Get a post-it note, get the back of an envelope. I don't care what it is, but write those things, tape them, put them up, put them in places where you can see them. And these are the kind of things that are going to help keep you motivated. Hey, wow, that was great. If you're just tuning in, we're here with Laura Lopez at JP Morgan Chase. Laura, let's say we got a holiday bonus or maybe some extra funds from holiday gifts. How can we make the most of those unexpected windfalls?
Wow, this is a great question. It's kind of like, when we start dieting, we say we're not going to eat too much this week because next week is Thanksgiving and I'm going to eat it all. So it's the same thing with your finances. You want to get ready in advance. So getting those holiday bonuses, cash gifts, or tax refunds is truly like a golden opportunity to supercharge your savings and cut down on those debts. Take a peek at your budget and see where this extra cash can really make a difference. Now, if you're like me, you don't want to sit on this money too long because if it's sitting in my checking account, there's a high chance that I'm going to start spending it. So make sure you think quick and you allocate these funds to where it's really going to make a difference. Plus, stashing some extra cash, into your savings can always help reach your financial goals faster. Now, here's another thing to keep in mind because talking about holiday gifts, holiday bonuses, extra cash, think about the rewards you earn using your credit card during the holidays. You can turn those points into cash back and discounts for things like your spring break vacation or just to pay down that balance. It's a really smart way to make your purchases if you really think about those rewards you get with your credit card.
You know, I mean, you just said so many really, really great things, so many nuggets here. And I'm just going to say, listen, everybody, we are in, you know, unprecedented times. And if you get extra cash, I remember how much fun it was spending when I was living check to Monday and I wasn't doing what I was supposed to do. But the truth is, right after I was spending, I was not happy. But let me tell you what will make you happy. If you can look and see that debt is gone, if you can look and see you have an emergency fund, that is going to give you sustainable happiness. And you're going to be able to, you know, tune in here again and call in or email me and say, hey, what Laura Lopez told me is working. And so those are the kind of things you want to definitely, definitely keep in mind. So Laura, what are some things to keep in mind as we move past the holiday season?
As we move past the holiday season, it's really important to stay in control. Now that we have a budget that works for us and a plan to pay down those debts, it's important that we monitor our spending and prioritize saving for future expenses. You don't have to save the same amount every day, right? But it's okay to adjust depending on your upcoming expenses. Just quick note, my dad had some expenses fixing the house and he foresee having more. So he said, hey guys, for this Christmas, let's not buy everyone a gift. What about doing a secret Santa? So adjustments like these can be fun for you and your family. So you don't have to stop altogether. You know, just think about what's going to be the plan for yourself and keep it going. Never stop saving altogether because even a small automatic transfer can help maintain this healthy habit and keep you going, your financial momentum going. Now, one of the last things is keep an eye on those sneaky small recurring expenses that can pile up. Dr. Richardson, you said something very important. Grab a pencil. Grab a paper, and I know I feel like I'm repeating myself, but it's important to keep an eye on those recurring expenses because they are truly sneaky. Review your bank statements, decide if they're worth keeping, or cancel those that don't offer much of a value. Shifting that money around can really make a difference in you achieving those financial goals.
I love this. I love this. I want everybody to stay up. I know it's the holiday season. I know it's fourth quarter. I know we want to forget everything, but you don't want to make the mistake I used to make where I forget all of my goals and plans in fourth quarter. And then I start off the new year behind the eight ball. We want to start the new year off ahead of the game. And so that's why this is so important, you know, to really, really take heed to everything Chase is sharing with us. But more importantly, these tips that Laura is giving us to get through, you know, this final quarter. Laura, is there anything else you want to share with our audience?
I guess as we close this conversation, really the new year gives us an opportunity to hit that reset button. So let's make sure we take advantage of it. And today we've covered some handy tips for handling debt, dealing with the unexpected cash, and sticking to your savings plan and spotting those pesky budget eaters. So by looking back at your money experiences, setting a clear goal and making some savvy tweaks, you can more than likely get on track for financial success. Your financial well-being is totally doable. And with the right attitude and tools, you can make 2024 the year of the money wins. So stay on top of your game, keep saving regularly, and watch out for those sneaky small expenses that sometimes do get through your bank statement. And here's to a financial bright year ahead, Dr. Richardson.
Well, guess what? We want more in 2024. So Laura, I am so happy every time you come here to give us those tips that we need to get to the next level. Thank you so much. Thank you, Chase. Thank you. You know, listen, everybody, I want you to take advantage of this. Go to the website, go into a local community center and sit down and do not be afraid. You cannot fix what you will not face. And so I want us to face this together. I'm actually going to go through everything myself I'm going to take all these tips. I'm going to start to write things down as well and just give myself a reset. So whether you need a reset or whether you need to just start all over or you are starting for the first time, right now is the time. The harvest is here. The time is now. It's your season to win. Thank you so much.
Time is now, Dr. Richardson. Thank you so much.
Don't turn that dial. We have to take a break. We'll be right back. WVON.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Hey, now welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the Talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. And we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you. That means you. And yes, I literally mean one dime at a time. If you don't have a dollar to save, then start with 10 cents. If you don't have 10 cents, start with a penny. Just start. Do not discount the power of starting. I keep telling you all the time, I want you to move forward because you will collide into your dreams. You will collide into your goals. You will collide into what it is that you see for yourself. You simply have to stay on the path. Just get on the path. Think nothing about what you don't have. Thank God for what you do have and do something with that. Do the best you can where you are with what you have right now. That's what you do. Okay. So we had the $1 challenge where you're going to save a dollar in week one. You're going to add a dollar each week. We had the $2 challenge where you're going to save $2 in week one. And then you're going to add two more dollars each week. Okay. So week one, $2, week two, $4, week three, $6. Just add $2. Here's the $4 challenge. Okay. This is the $4 challenge. In week one, you're going to save $4. In week two, you're going to save $8. In week three, you're going to save $12. You're going to add $4 each week. At the end of the year, in 52 weeks, you will have $5,500, $5,512. Okay. You'll have $5,512. $5,512. Okay. This is what's going to happen to that money. If you are lucky and if you have your money sitting in a bank, you'll earn $55.12 in interest at about 1%. Now I'm just giving estimates. Okay. If you put it into a fund that is growing at a more rapid pace, a mutual fund. Okay. And I'm teaching you how to choose the right mutual funds. You choose the mutual funds based on the stocks that are in them and their performance in the market. And you're going to learn how to do that. Okay. It's actually very easy. Anybody can learn. Right now, I'm teaching my young children. I'm teaching my mother and father. I'm teaching everybody how to do this. So at 10%, you'll earn $551.20. Okay. But at 50% interest, if you were lucky enough or wise enough, or you were moving things around enough and you were in the market at the right time. Now, this is not everybody, but this is an example because remember, my money earned 82%. On average, it earns somewhere around 40%, 30% or whatever, but sometimes it's higher. Sometimes it'll earn 150%. Sometimes it's earning 200%. I have some investments that I purchase that have increased at 1,000%. Okay. So 80% is a good average return given all of the returns that I have in my different funds. So at 50%, that $5,512 just earned $2,756 on its own without you doing anything else to it. So you put away $5,512, but now you go look in the bank and you see that your $5,512 has now grown by $2,756, right? So add $2,756 to it. And you have now you now have in the bank $8,268. Can you imagine putting $5,000 in the bank and coming back and it's $8,000? Now, this is not going to happen to everybody. And this is not going to happen every single year. Some years are better than others. But The whole idea is to get your money working for you, because money will work harder for you than you can ever work for it. Let me repeat, money will work harder for you than you can ever, ever, ever work for it. All right. So I want you to go to askglenn.org. I want you to tell me what challenge you are doing. I've got one more challenge for you. I've got the $6 challenge. The $6 challenge means the first week you put in $6. The next week you put in $12. The next week you put in $18. The next week you put in $24. You add $6 each week. At the end of the year, you'll have $8,268. And at the end of the year, if your money is in a bank, you'll earn about $82 in interest. But if you put that money in a different kind of a fund, that money will earn $826.80. But if you put that money in yet a different account, then that money will grow by 50% or more or less, or give or take. I'm giving you what is possible, right? It's not going to happen for everybody. Okay. So that $8,000 may grow by another $4,000. So that means the money that you worked for, the $8,000 you put in, is now $12,000 if it's earning 50% interest, roughly. Okay, this is an estimate, all right? So I want you to believe in yourself. I want you to know money will work harder for you than you can work for it. I want you to take every single extra dime that you have, every single extra dime, extra penny, extra everything that you have, and I want you to join the challenge. Go to askglenn.org. Go check out the Millionaires Before 30 Club. If you're already 30, it's okay. You'll get it by 40. If you're already 40, you'll get it by 50. Or join the Entrepreneurs Academy, and let's go. Let's win. God bless you. I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye. You have been listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON, 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. I want you to follow me on social media at Lynn Richardson. Follow this show at Lynn Millionaire. Go and get help at asklynn.org, because I want to help you take it to the next level. Guess what? I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye. Thank you.